I thought about starting my own podcast. Let me tell you what happened. So many questions, right? So many questions, not anywhere to look at, nowhere to go. How do you record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps where people listen? How do I make money? Well, the answer is very simple. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid a podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So don't hesitate. Hurry. Go to anchor.fm/start. Join me. anchor.fm/start. And don't wait. The world is going to be listening. That hobo with a southern twang show is back. Coming to you something like live. Out of San Antonio. The 726. So, I got a new phone, right? Number. And fuck 210. Apparently you can get 726. And it's the same area, San Antonio. And of course, I'm the host, Joe Madness. So, been popping out these episodes here lately, like hotcakes, you know? I guess there's a lot to say. First thing I want to talk about, before we really get going, right? So, I was walking home, and it's really fucking cold outside. Just got off the bus, right? Walking home, got my beer in hand. Walking on the sidewalk, it's been raining, so it's fucking wet everywhere.
Yikes.
And basically, it's just another day here, because that fucking rain does not go away. If you know anything about me, you know I fucking hate rain. I hate rain with a passion. You know, these shoes I got right now, anytime it rains, like, my feet are getting soaked. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's a puddle, don't matter the size. If that shit splashes up and lands on my shoe, my socks are gonna be fucking soaked. No way around it. I guess that's what you get from $10 shoes at Walmart, you know? I don't know. But yeah, I've had these fucking shoes for over a month now. They're still holding up. You know, the sole's kind of like, I guess it's made out of foam or something. I don't know. It's kind of got some rips here and there, but I mean, nothing too crazy. They still look pretty good. You know, and the soles and the inside, you know, they're fucking, they got some holes. I don't know how that shit happened. I guess from walking, bits and pieces just kind of like come off. I don't know. It's crazy. But anyways, just going back to what I was saying. So I'm walking home. I got my beer. I got my smokes. I'm ready to get back. Chill. And
So I'm walking up to the end of the block, and somebody's standing there, and right in the middle of this fucking sidewalk. I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, should I go around them or should I walk in the street? So I look over, I look at the street, and fucking water everywhere, you guys. So I was like, nope, not doing that. My fucking socks are not getting wet tonight, right? So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk around there, right? Whoever that person is, I'm just going to walk around like I'm walking, right? So keep in mind, it's like fucking 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, right? So it's already fucking dark, right? Got the street light shining. It's kind of like that fucking, that scene in the Batman movie when Batman's parents get shanked and, or they get shot, whatever fuck happened to them. It looks kind of like that, except I'm not in an alley, right? I guess that was my saving grace. I don't know. Anyways, so I decide, fuck walking on the street. I'm going to walk around this person, whoever it is, right? I thought it was a homeless person. I don't know. That's what I was thinking. So I proceed to walk around them, and I just heard a shriek. It was like a fucking shriek. Like, ah! You know, like something like that. That's what it sounded like. And it did not even faze me. I was like, fuck that person. I don't know why you're making that noise for. I just walked around you, but fuck you, right? Did not even faze me at the bit. So I hear the shriek. I keep on trucking. And after that, I'm a good like 5 feet away from that person. And all I could hear is, I heard the N-word dropped a couple times. I'm not going to say it because I don't say that word ever. I guess the only way I would say it would be if somebody paid me $1 million. Or, I don't know, $1,000. So then I would say it, right? I mean, who the fuck would not say it? I'd fucking say it in a heartbeat. You know, I can say it fucking solo, you know, just throw it out there in the wind, or I can direct that word towards somebody. Pay me $1,000, I'll fucking do it. You know, there's plenty of shit I need to buy, so fuck yeah. Anyways, so I heard that word dropped, and then I heard, what did I hear? Man, you don't need to be creeping like that around folks. You know, or some shit like that. And then I heard, people like you get shanked. And I'm like, goddamn, what am I in fucking prison or something? What am I in a movie? What am I in a hood? I'll tell you right now, San Antonio ain't got no hoods, man. I don't care what anybody tells you. There is nobody scary I've ever seen in San Antonio walking around. Now, I've seen some people where I was like, wow. They, life must be tough. I mean, that's about it. That's it. I've never seen somebody walking around the streets anywhere in the fucking, the shitty town and been like, damn, I am in fear of my life, for my life, right? Like, I am fucking scared out of my fucking box of pants right now. Like, I'm so scared. Never once has that fucking happened. Like, never, ever. And I pretty much walked around everywhere in this motherfucker. You know, there's been parts in San Antonio people have told me, like the locals, you know? They told me, oh, you can't go down here because you'll get robbed. You can't go over here because somebody will stab you. Oh, don't go this way because you will get shot. It's like, bitch, come on, man. Fuck out of here. Ain't nothing happened over here. Bunch of bitches. You know? Bunch of bitches are born in fucking San Antonio. Except for my girlfriend. She's nice. She's sweet. So, not going to talk foul about her. But yeah, I mean, you get my point, right? Anyway, so I keep walking and I just keep hearing shit. Like, I'm a good 100 yards away and I can still hear them talking. And I was like, it's not even worth it. Don't even say nothing. Because from the sound of the voice, I knew they weren't black. They sounded Mexican. And they sounded like a kid. Like, I would say anywhere from like 15 to 18, maybe 19. 19 would be kind of pushing. 20 is like, nah. I just kind of felt like turning around, you know, just being like, bitch, shut your whole ass up. Like, your punk ass is the one that's standing in the middle of the sidewalk. You know, I kind of figured like, if you're just going to be chilling there, you know, nothing wrong with that, but relocate your ass to the grass. Relocated to the middle of the street, somewhere that I'm not going to be walking in the direction of, you know what I'm saying? Like, move somewhere else, you know what I mean? Like, I just felt like, for real? Like, you just going to be shrieking up on this motherfucker? Like, I think that was a little bit too much. Apparently, I may have startled them a little bit. You know, like, what is a girl doing in the middle of the sidewalk with a backpack on in the dark, standing there for like a good 10 minutes? Because I could see them from like ways away, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm blind as fuck, I could see something standing in the middle of the fucking sidewalk. And you know, the only comment that I thought was just kind of crazy. Like, I know people throw the N-word out all the time, you know. Say it with the E-R, say it with the A, whatever. I mean, it's the same shit in my opinion, but I don't know. I don't really give a fuck to sit here and debate that or, you know, talk about it any further, you know. But, yeah, the only thing that really got me was, like I said, I was creeping. You know, like I was being a creep or something. It's like, what? Nah, man, that's where I draw the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. I've never been called creepy in my fucking life. Kind of feel like the only people that get called creepy are like, you know, I'm staring at you through a window, or, you know, I'm coming up to you and like, I don't even know, you know, I'm smelling your hair. Some shit like that, you know what I mean? Or just fucking staring at a bitch, like, you know, making them noises. Could you imagine that shit? Like you're a chick, right? You're standing, you're shopping, I don't know, looking at pants or something. And then you hear, you know, you hear, you know, like, man. You know, like, you turn around and you're like, what the fuck is that? What, is there a fucking scooter behind me? A motorcycle or some shit? Turn around, you see some dude with like a fucking, a shirt that's two sizes too small, wearing jean shorts, wearing some Crocs, you know? That's how you know you gave up on life. You're wearing jean shorts, let alone just jean shorts, you gave up on life. Crocs, I mean, forget about it, you know? And you got some ketchup on your face. It's So that's what you see when you turn around and you're like, oh shit, what the fuck could possibly be making that fucking noise? Oh, yep, that's what it is, you know? I am not shocked at all. That's exactly what I thought I would see when I turned my head around. Now that's a creepy motherfucker, right? Now let's kick this shit off. And that hobo is back on the mic. All right, back after that short break. Now, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you find somebody that you're in love with and that you really care about immensely. So, it's an even better thing when that person gets you. You know, I kind of feel like my girl, like, I can say, maybe even possibly do anything, and she'll just understand. Like, it's so crazy, like, it just kind of give you an idea of what goes on in my head for a moment, you know? You know, like, I can tell her. You know, I've actually told it too. You know, whenever I listen to music, I get engulfed in it, you know, like when I really get into a song, like it just, I don't know, it takes over me, right? I just feel really good. Now, what I was telling her was, and I was going to tell you guys, you know, whenever I hear a song with a girl singing, you know, I picture her singing. Like, I've never actually really heard her sing, but it kind of seems like she would have a really good singing voice. Like, she may not, but then again, she may, right? I don't know. You know, a lot of people think that just because I sound pretty cool, you know, like, I can sing badass. I mean, nope. I think I would definitely give it a shot. You know, given the right circumstances and opportunity. But I don't know. I don't think I have the lungs for it. The lung capacity. I think that if I ever did sing, I think my style would be reminiscent to Bob Dylan. Motherfucker, I don't know if he's still alive or not, but like he's got a horrible voice. Sometimes he sounds pretty cool just because it's so bad. I mean, you have to like it, you know what I'm saying? If you guys don't even know this, but Jimi Hendrix made this song popular all along the Watchtower. Bob Dylan actually wrote that song. And he actually came out with it first. Jimmy just, he made it fucking sexy. You know, he made it known. He made it popular. I mean, I like both versions, but it kind of seemed with Jimmy's though. He, you know, that was around the Vietnam era, you know, when they were having that war, fighting in the jungles and shit, you know, in the 70s. And you hear like helicopters flying, I think. That's what I picture anyways. Like when it starts out, you know, it kind of seems like some shit's going down kind of thing, right? I love that song though. It's a fucking awesome song. You know, and this guy I got into, you know, his music, He's actually, I think he's from the UK. I don't know if it's Ireland or just fucking London or some shit. But if you know anything about me, I fucking hate that accent. I hate it. But this guy sounds pretty badass though. His music's pretty cool. He's a rapper. He's got his own version of All Along the Watchtower with a guy from Ireland named Ed Sheeran. And their version is awesome. Like, if you guys have not heard of these guys, like, you need to check them out. The music's not bad. I mean, you got some good songs here and there, you know? But yeah, just kind of going back to what I was saying. Like, I hear a girl talking, like, or singing, and I just picture her, you know? Picture her dancing or something like that. The Weeknd song, Wicked Game. Wicked Games, you know, when he's singing and he's like dancing with the devil, take you down to another level, let me see that ass, I love to see you dance, you know that part? Yeah, I just picture, like, fucking shaking her ass and, like, stripping for me. I don't know why. I don't fucking know. That's what I picture. I just picture myself in, like, a lazy boy chair and just her stripping for me. And I think it's fucking awesome. You know, speaking of strippers and stripping, I've actually just been, believe it or not, I've only been to a strip club one time. And that was just kind of like out of a whim, you know? Off of a whim. You know, I was in the military and we were in training. And we were allowed to get off base, right? And I was actually here in San Antonio so long ago. And we went to this club called Ecstasy. Now, at the time, I wasn't able to drink, but I did. I actually got a lap dance from this thick white woman. She's probably like 40 right now or older. I don't know. I thought she was pretty hot, but I thought she was so hot that I fucking creamed in my pants or my shorts. I don't know what I was wearing, but I just, like, totally jizzed all over myself. And they were actually playing that song. Not Wicked Games, but they were playing Linkin Park, My December. I think that's a really good song for like, a stripper, though. For, like, a dance. I loved it. But, yeah, anyways, just going back to what I was saying, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that just, like, if I were to tell somebody that, hey, you know what, we're dating, and, I picture you singing when I hear a girl sing, you know, in a song, I'd be like, what, you're fucking weird. I'm like, yep, I am fucking weird. Dun-dun-dun, right? It's kind of funny, though, because we were talking the other day, me and her, and she was talking about a job, and she was telling me, and she said she was talking to one of her coworkers, right? And she told him that she's like the biggest outcast at her job. And I'm like, how the fuck is that possible? Like, if you met this girl, she's fucking wonderful. I mean, her strangeness is just, I think it's beautiful. Like, she has such a giving and loving heart. She really doesn't have a lot of negative shit to say, which you don't really find in the world, you know? So it's refreshing in a sense. So, further to think that, I don't know. It's kind of mind-boggling, I think, because honestly, just being honest with you guys, I mean, I think she's probably one of the hottest girls I've ever met, like in my life. You know, and I've met a lot of women, you know. I've seen a lot of women. I think everybody has, but I think when you're talking about physical appearance, you know, it always comes down to your own personal preference, right? And I've learned over the years, I don't really have one. And I think it's funny, though, because every now and again she'll say, "Oh, you're just going to leave me. I'm not your type." And I'm like, "Oh, fuck, how are you not my type?" Like, I've intentionally not really dated for a long time because I've didn't want to waste my time, you know? I thought fucking somebody was all I was ever going to be happy with, you know? But I honestly, I mean, I think there's somebody out there for everybody. You just have to find them. You have to be patient, or else you'll end up in a broken marriage. You'll end up, you know, in a shitty relationship. 10, 20 years down the line, you'll finally wake up, open the eyes, and realize you just wasted a whole lot of time and it's been flushed down the fucking toilet, you know? That's what I've never wanted for myself. And I never felt like pulling the trigger so hard on being with somebody until I met her. You know, I had no fucking doubts in my head. I was just like, I'm gonna marry this woman, you know? She's gonna be my wife. And this was like within a day of knowing her, you know? And by what I mean by knowing her is just like talking to her over the phone. I told you guys we met off of Tinder, right? I told you guys already the story, so I won't regurgitate it again, but yeah, she, I don't know, she just kind of does it for me, you know? So if I ever do come across somebody hotter, you know, or somebody sexier, what, I don't know, whatever, you know, better, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. You know, I honestly don't think I'll have eyes for that woman, that person, because I think I found my dream woman, you know, and she's actually better than my dream woman because she's real. She's totally real. You can reach out and poke her in the face if you want, and she'll be like, "Ow." Poke her in the eyeball, or poke her in the butt, you know. I think that's my next mission, is to poke her in the butt. We'll see how that goes. Seems to be some resistance, but you know what? You know what, you guys? I think she may be coming along. So stay tuned, right? But yeah, another thing. You know, it's crazy because I kind of feel like she kind of thinks the same way as I do, like, in a different sense, you know, because one thing I like to do, I don't know why, when I daydream, when I come across people in the world, whatever, right? Like, I always picture them doing something, whether it be like dancing, or they'd be falling on the ground, smacking their face, or me punching them in the face, or, you know, just, I don't know, just silly shit. I just kind of feel like, I don't remember, but I think she might have told me that she does the same thing. Or maybe I just think that she might do the same thing, you know? I mean, I've never come across somebody like that, you know? Like, ever. Like, I've never come across somebody so beautiful. To me, unique. Just lovely in every sense of the word, you know? and me want to stick around, like, that's a big one. Like, wanting to stick around with somebody, like, that's never happened, like, in a long time. It seems like all the bitches I ever meet, like, I never want to be around. Like, as soon as they start liking me, I'm like, yikes. You know what I mean? Has that ever happened to you guys? I can't be the only one. I mean, I've lost a lot of friends because I don't want to be with them, you know? Well, I can't even say that I lost friends, because if they were truly friends, they'd still be around, right? So, yeah. We're just a couple crazy fucks living, breathing in the shitty town. Boom! We're back. So, have you guys ever Facebook stalked anybody? Come on, I know you guys have. Fuck out of here if you say no. I want to say Facebook is like the modern day background check. You know, I kind of feel like background checks are antiquated. Let me tell you why. So, if somebody got some shit on the record, you know, like it says they have a charge for this or for that. You never know what the fuck the story is, right? You never know. I'll tell you something fucked up. I didn't find this shit out till I was, you know, up and older, right? But my stepdad, he's actually, he's got one of those, what is it? What do they call that shit? I fucking forgot. He's got a sex offender charge, you know? When I found that shit out, I was like, what? Really? I mean, honestly, I don't know if I can see it, if I can't see it. I mean, I don't know. As far as I know, he's never touched me and my sister, right? So, I don't fucking know. But the story was that, I don't know how true this shit is or anything. I'm just kind of like regurgitating what other people say, right? I mean, it's all hearsay, right? I mean, the only people that know the truth would be him and whoever else was involved, I guess, or wasn't involved. I mean, depending on if there were lies or, I don't know. Maybe it is true, I don't know. But apparently his ex-wife, from what I heard, told somebody to lie on him, saying that I guess he touched her or some shit. I don't fucking know. I really don't. And apparently that person was like underage or some shit. Now, I tell you this because, you know, when I was a young man, right? I think I must have been like in seventh grade or some shit. You know, one of his daughters, actually all three of them came over, you know, because they were visiting him. And I fucking, I guess I was sleeping. This is what my mom told me. I was sleeping. I was out. I was snoring. And she told me she caught one of his daughters trying to sneak into my room. And then she told me she automatically thought that, you know, they were going to try to do the same shit with me. You know, like lie on me or whatever. I don't know. I really don't. So, I don't know what the truth is or what is it, you know? I've never asked. I don't really care that much. But But yeah, you never really know with these fucking hoe-ass charges, you know? So, I think background checks are antiquated. I mean, obviously the whole story is not going to be there, right? I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? But Facebook, man, I've gotten to plenty of jobs and I met some people and I was like, So I looked them up on Facebook, right? I was like, what's going on with this person? Then you find them and, I mean, everybody's whole life fucking stories on Facebook, man. There's only like the few, the proud, that don't put all their shit on there, you know? But the crazy thing is, you know, the people that do put their shit out there, you know, if you tell them about it, you ask them anything that they put on Facebook, all of a sudden you're a stalker. They're embarrassed. They're defensive, you know? It's like, bitch, please, man. Like, you're the one that put that shit on there. Shut your whole ass up. You know what I mean? Like, they'll put a post like, oh, sometimes I like a finger in my booty. Haha. You'll be like, so sometimes you like a finger in your booty? And they'll be like, oh my gosh, that was supposed to be private. I'm like, shut your whole ass up, man. Like, you put that shit on Facebook. Fuck out of here, you know? Maybe not that extreme, but, you know, you get what I'm saying, right? You get what I'm saying. So yeah. You need to know anything about anybody, just fucking look them up on Facebook. I mean, who has not done that? I'm like, oh shit, that bitch is kind of creepy over there in the corner. I'm gonna look her up on Facebook later. Then later comes, you look her up. Apparently, she fucking has a house full of cats and she likes to lick them, you know? Totally possible. Nothing wrong with that if you like licking cats. And by cats, I mean like fucking pussies. And by pussies, I mean like furry animals. And by furry animals, I mean like not vagina, you know? So, yeah, Facebook's the way to go if you want to know anything 411 on some people, man. You ain't gotta pay no $29.99 for a background check. Just look them up on Facebook. You might even see what the hell their exes think about them too, right? I always wonder, is that a good or a bad thing whether your exes talk about you? You know what I mean? Another thing about exes though. Like, there's this one woman, you know. You know, I used to fuck around with her, you know, a while back. Probably like, I don't know, a good year ago. No, actually, you know what? Yeah, it's probably been about 6 months since we've even talked, right? Because she stopped talking to me. Because I didn't want to be with her. So, I'm telling you, man, that shit happens all the time. You don't want to be with somebody to stop talking to you. But anyways, I mean, we never dated. I never wanted to date her. You know, she had 3 kids. Just some 3 badass kids, man. They were fucking ridiculous. That was that one time I told you guys I fucking rode up on her crib, right? And then, I walked inside and then her middle kid was like, come on, let's fight. And I was like, what the fuck? No, I don't want to fight you. Calm down, kid. You know, go fight your mom. You know what I mean? And then the youngest one was a boy and he was like gay as shit. And then she even told me, she was like, I think my kid's going to be gay when he's older. And I was just like, yep. You know, maybe you can teach him how to suck some dick. You know, like, y'all can bond Y'all can bond on that. You don't have to fight about it. You know, just you can bond on sucking some cock. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, an older one, an older girl was just giving me some creepy eyes. It was just like, nope, that's creepy. I mean, I just did not like the environment, you know? So I didn't want to date her, obviously, right? So, anyways, I tell you that to tell you this. So, she keeps popping up on my messenger, you know? Like, even if you're not friends with that person or whatever, any person that you have contacted, have had contact with on Messenger, Facebook, right? Like, they just pop up on your fucking messenger. It's fucking annoying. Now, unless you block that person, they will keep popping up on that shit. It's fucking crazy, man. It drives me fucking bananas. So I seen her pop up. And I was like, well, there's a dude in a picture, you know, like in her profile picture. So I just, I clicked on it and I looked at her profile and I was like, damn. She's like fucking all over this dude's dick, you know what I mean? I love you, baby. I'm so glad God brought you in my life. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's fucking crazy. That is fucking crazy. Now, the dude, he looks ugly as shit. Like, if you ask the girl, do you want that fucking... I'll give you three choices. You want those hairy balls over there? They don't even have a body. They're just hairy balls. You know, so that's one choice. The next choice is a donkey dick. So there's another one. That one doesn't have a body either. It's just kind of like just a dick. And then the third choice is that dude right there, you know, which is the guy that she's with. Like, I think it would be a tough decision for any woman out there. I really do. I really do think that. Now, I don't mean to talk shit, you know, but then I do, and then I don't. So, I am not jealous by any means, you know what I mean? Because I did not want her. You know, and I think the girl I'm with now, I mean, she looks way better and she's like really nice. Whereas this girl, you know, she was just fucking mean. You know, she was fucking mean as hell. I tell you how mean she was. Like, if I had a choice to chill with, like, I'm trying to think of somebody here. You know what? I'm just going to leave that part alone. Just fucking forget about that one. But anyways, now what I was trying to say was, have you ever fucked around with somebody and then you see who they're with now? Maybe it's been like a period of time later. And then you see who they're fucking with, or you see who they're with, like as far as relationship wise, dating, or even marriage, right? Maybe they married somebody already. And then you see what the person looks like that they're with, and you're just like, goddamn. Like, it kind of seems like they want ugly dudes, or they want an ugly woman. Like, am I ugly? Like, you start questioning yourself, you know what I mean? Like, do I really look that bad? You know what I mean? Like, anytime you see somebody that you've fucked around with, or you used to be with, or whatever, and they are dating somebody fucking ugly, you just start questioning life. You really do. Like, it's not like you want them or anything. You're just like, fuck, man. Is that bitch just attracted to ugly dudes? Is that why she was with me, you know? So, I'm sure girls think the same fucking way, you know? You see your ex, you see, you know, your old friend you used to fuck around with, or I don't know, whatever. Some person you dated and you see who they with now. Like, maybe at the store or something. You're just like, fuck. God damn, man. Not even a bag over her face would do her justice. You know what I mean? Like, that would not even help. It might even make it worse. I don't know. I mean, you need a bag to cover up all that shit, you know? Like, it's all bad. Like, you couldn't recycle that shit. You couldn't even fucking, You can't even flush that shit down the toilet. Like, you seriously need to hit reset and start over. Start fucking over. Like, it's out of there, man. So, I don't know. That's what I was thinking. I was just like, fuck. That dude is so ugly. Like, is that me? You know what I mean? You're just like, is that me? Am I that fucking ugly? I don't know why I'm whispering right now, but am I? I would never ask myself that, though, just because I don't judge my own personal appearance. Like, I don't give a shit if you think I'm cute or not. You know what I mean? It's just like that episode that I recorded a while back. Either way, we fucking... And everybody knows what that sound means. It's the end of the show. Don't cry about it. So, it's a couple of tidbits I want to leave you guys with, right? I think I forgot the second one, but I definitely remember the first one. You know, I don't know if I told you guys about this, but I got a bank account. Oh, you got a bank account, right? You know, actually, I was on Instagram and I saw this app, you know, advertisement, and it was for this bank account app called Chime. So I was like, fuck it, I need a bank account because USAA just fucked me off. They closed my account. So I ended up getting this account, you know, after I downloaded the app and I signed up for it, you know, and everything. And, you know, they don't ask you for, like, a deposit, you know. You know, everybody asks you for, like, $25. They don't ask you for one. The debit card, you can actually use it in, like, pretty much all the 7-Elevens free of charge. So that's a positive. Those fuckers are everywhere. You know, they pay you hella early, too, because I was supposed to get paid Friday, I think. No, I was supposed to get paid on the 7th, and I got paid yesterday. Wait, was it yesterday? Let me see. No, I got paid, like, the 3rd, I think. Yeah, I got paid the 3rd. That was, like, really fucking early. You know what I mean? I got paid fucking quicker than everybody else I work with. You know, another positive, you know, anytime you use your debit card, they send you a text, you know, letting you know the name of the place, not like every other bank account I've ever had. Like, you go to look at the statement, and you're like, what the fuck? You know, it's like the name of the company that owns the business. Nah, man, they tell you, like, the name of the fucking place you went to. They give you the address and everything. Tell you how much you spent, what time and shit. After it's been used, you take out money from an ATM or something. Anytime you use that fucking card, they send you a text like right away, letting you know that shit was used. And what was the other thing I was going to tell you guys? Oh, they text you every morning too and let you know what your balance is. You can also get 10% of your direct deposit, you know, transferred over to your savings every time you get paid. You can get they do that keep the change thing where they, you know, they round up to the nearest dollar like every time you swipe your card and they transfer that shit over to your savings. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's just, it's fucking hassle-free, man, you know? What I really like about it is they don't have that fucking bullshit, what is it called? What is that shit called? You know, whenever you use your card, you don't have the money, they fucking pay it, but then they charge you like $30, $40. You know, because you didn't have the fucking money, right? Because you're poor. Oh, speaking of poor, I was going to tell you guys, I got a text from my girl, like, the other day, and she said, "I love you, Hobo Joe." I was like, damn. She's embracing the fucking moniker, you know? Like, she loves the name. I am a fucking hobo. I still want to get that shit tattooed on my knuckles, you know? Put hobo on that shit. But anyways, I highly recommend that Chime Bank if you guys are looking to move over to another bank or whatever. You know, I don't know your fucking life. But yeah, it's a really good bank, you guys. You can even pay people, like, through check. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, through check. No, you actually fill out this fucking form, I guess. You tell them who you want. Who you want on the check, how much, and they fucking mail a check over to them. Like, you don't even have to buy checks. They just mail a check over to them, you know? I mean, it's got so many great features. And as far as I know, it's absolutely free. Like, they don't charge you for shit. Like, obviously, like, if you use another ATM, you know, that's not like a within their network or whatever, they're going to charge you money, you know? That's a gimme. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's probably one of the best fucking banks I've ever had. I'm loving it so far. I don't see anything wrong with it up to this point, you know? So, I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's all I got. All I can think of anyways. But you guys already know I'm that motherfucker with the million-dollar voice. It's that hobo with a southern twang show. The best fucking podcast on the planet. And of course, I'm the host, Joe Madness. Let you guys know the best way to listen. And there's music. Only way to listen with music. It's not on the segments. Fucking songs in between the segments that I've hand selected, hand picked for you guys to enjoy, right? On the Anchor app, download that shit in the Play Store, the iTunes Store, and listen on there. It's the best way to listen. And if it don't fucking work right, reinstall that bitch again. Restart your phone. Otherwise, you're not going to hear the music. Like, any other way you fucking listen to this show, you're not going to hear the music, you know? Of course, check out the detail page of the podcast so you can see my Instagram, Facebook. Add me, follow me, listen, embrace, right? Of course, I got the Patreon page on there if you're feeling a little frisky and you want to throw some money my way, because you guys already know I'm a broke some bitch, man. So if you want to pay me, fucking pay me already, even if you don't want to pay me. Give me a fucking dollar. What's wrong with you guys? Hours of entertainment for free. Nothing wrong with that, but I mean, come on, at least break me off a piece. Don't be a bitch about it. You guys already know what's coming. I'm out, bitches.